125,000 people at Comic-Con this weekend.
Wow.
And I don't think that counts the people who just go there and show up.
Right. It's amazing.
125,000 is the max number that you can have because that's the number of tickets that they have.
Wow.
Now I'm hearing they want to move it.
Why?
What do you care? You don't go.
We like the $42 million in our local economy.
Yeah, you'll never see a dime of it. It's all going straight into Sanders' pocket.
I knew it.
Yeah, they say 2012 it moves.
Where are they going?
Probably LA.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, makes sense.
Vegas?
Yeah, could be. Maybe.
That's where I was talking about expanding the convention center.
Yeah.
So we can keep the biggies like this one. Or bring them back in this case.
Anything exciting over the weekend? Did you see anybody? You were out star hunting.
Well, we went to Morton's on Saturday night, and I suspect that there were a lot of people from Comic-Con, but no one famous that I could tell.
You mean people from Comic-Con, meaning like just attendees?
Participants, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. There seemed to be a lot of tourist types in the dining room. But it was Morton's, and it's fabulous and good steak.
Our friend Jill Underwood texted a couple of pictures from her BlackBerry, David.
Uh-huh.
Of her with Megan Fox and Josh Brolin.
Who looked better?
This was last Friday. I thought Jill looked great.
Yeah, that wasn't a question.
I said, who's the hot... I responded, who's the hot blonde looking next to the average-looking brunette? That was on Friday. Megan, big stars all around.
Friends of mine just got back from New York. They had stopped in some place, I don't know what it was called, for dinner and drinks. And they had pictures of all the luminaries who had visited the restaurant up on the wall.
Yeah.
And then they moved into this section, which was just kind of like a side bar. And it was seemingly designated specifically for the honeymooners.
Mm.
And I don't know why that would be. Maybe they hung out there a lot.
You mean like Jackie Gleason and Art Carney?
Wow. Yep. Cool.
And very crowded there. And this couple, the wife is a very outgoing, very gregarious kind of woman. And you walk up to her, if you're a total stranger, she'll strike up a conversation with you. And so it was that she was talking to this lady. And she said, here, take my chair. You don't have to stand. Sit down. And she's like, ah, don't worry about it. I come here all the time. And they're chatting for a little while, and my friend bought her a drink. And when the lady had turned her head, my friend caught the eye of the bartender who mouthed, that's Trixie.
Oh, wow.
And so my friend goes, are you Trixie?
Wow.
She goes, yes, I am. It's Joyce Randolph. Want to have dinner with us? Sure, why not?
Wow.
Sat and had dinner with Joyce Randolph.
Come on.
Sweet. Cool. Very cool.
It's cool, but apparently she just kind of goes there every night.
Oh.
Oh. For that kind of freebie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or looking to be recognized. I don't know. She's probably a lonely woman.
Yeah.
She was Art Carney's wife during one of the incarnations, if you will, right?
Yeah, Trixie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there another Trixie?
Seems to me, but I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. All right.
You mean like Lassie? There were a couple of different Trixies?
There were a couple of incarnations of the Honeymooners. There was the 50s one in black and white, and then they brought it back in the 60s where it was like in Miami Beach or something.
Mm. Oh, I don't even recognize that.
I know. I agree.
No. No, I'm talking about the nasty old one.
The black and white.
The black and white one.
Hello, Bull. In that crappy New York set.
With an actual icebox, not a refrigerator.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Ralph would lean out the window and yell for Norton, get down here!
It was great.
Yes. And I always remember whenever, it wasn't often, but whenever they would shoot from the Norton's apartment was like fashionably and stylist and
really
nice compared to Ralph's apartment.
Compared to Ralph's, yeah.
Well, sewer guys made more money than bus drivers, apparently.
Big time. He had all the modern conveniences. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that was a nasty-looking apartment.
That's what kept me away from the show a lot, because it just was so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
Mm-hmm.